Welcome to Preaching Points. Glad you could join us today. You're listening to the podcast of the Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary, Haddon Robinson Center for Preaching. This podcast provides brief reflections on preaching that point you toward preaching excellence. So, how do you keep your listeners engaged? Well, in this episode, Jeff Arthurs discusses the book Preaching and the 30-Second Commercial and what it says about the importance of attention in preaching.
I'm reading an interesting book, and I'd like to give you a few preaching points that arise out of this book. The title is Preaching and the 30-Second Commercial. It's written by Allen and Lafleur. The subtitle is Lessons from Advertising for the Pulpit. Now, you may have objections that rise in your mind. I did when I saw that title, because this is a strange bedfellows, isn't it? Advertising and preaching, the secular and the sacred, trying to move, maybe even some would say trying to manipulate people. So I acknowledge that. I feel the tension with you. Nevertheless, as this book argues, we can learn from advertisers. We can, in the words of one of the church fathers, plunder the Egyptians. We can leave the land of bondage carrying some goods with us. So one of the things that we can learn from advertising deals with the troublesome issue of attention. Attention. Let me quote to you from page 2. People are barraged with communication all day, every day. It's not just the information age, but the age of constantly competing information. Both preachers and advertisers struggle with how to get people to hear their unique, specific message, engage with it, and respond to it. Yes, the culture overwhelms us with messages, persuasive messages. And like it or not, people come to church having been conditioned to that. Here comes another message. Here's another piece of advice. They want me to do something else. Also on page 65, the authors say this, consumers are used this day to fast forwarding through television ads, flipping past magazine ads, and hitting the close button on the internet ads. And so we have a problem of attention. So in a fast-forward culture, give attention to attention. That's pretty standard homiletical advice, isn't it? You've heard that before. In the introduction, we need to gain people's attention. So I'm just reminding you, and I'm heightening the necessity of this in a fast-forward culture where we're inundated with words and images and persuasive messages. Don't assume that they will automatically be riveted to your message. So give attention to attention, especially in the first minute. Start off with clarity and interest and get directly to your point. How can you get attention in the first minute? Well, say something interesting. Humor does that, story does that, a current event does that, some problem or some question that your people are facing. And then we need to cement attention, mere interest, by touching felt need. That goes deeper than just attention, doesn't it? It cements or it unites us to what is going to be said. So we promise the listeners something. Put the word promise in quotation marks. But you say, I'm going to give you something. The Word of God is going to give us something today for our needs, our interests, our questions. And then we give them from God's Word equipment for living. So, just a reminder, we live in a fast-forward culture, so give attention to attention.
Yeah, it is important to grab your listeners' attention early in the sermon and then find ways to keep their attention, especially in today's fast-forward culture. Give attention to attention. Well, we're glad you could join us for Preaching Points, a product of the Haddon Robinson Center for Preaching at Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary in South Hamilton, Massachusetts. To stay up to date with new events, you can check out our website at gcts.edu. That's gcts.edu. And thanks for listening. See you next time on Preaching Points.